In the time now of past 9 on a Tuesday, and as promised, back at last in the hot seat today, Tsediso Maitse, a marketing and communication manager, the Gauteng Municipality. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Oki, and good morning to the fellow listeners of Maluti FM.
So nice to have you here on this wonderful Tuesday morning.
It is an honor and a privilege.
And I must tell you, thank you so much to be our guest. And every Tuesday we will talk about some issues and some progress and everything about the community and what you guys are busy with. So I'm going to hand you the microphone for now, and you can give us some feedback. We've been talking in the past few weeks about some issues like the water and the bottles and the service delivery and so forth.
Yes, yes. Perhaps I should start with the transfer station in Moerlaag.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I came here a month, if not two, ago and announced the intentions of the municipality to close it down. So today I'm here to share the frustrations that we had. I know I promised that by the 6th of
April,
the transfer station would be closed. But it seems like we are not winning on that because the measures that we put in place, there's not that much of cooperation from the community. We put on, we locked the gates, but they were vandalized. People still insisted on dumping there. The security guards that we put at the gates, they were threatened with harm. So we are not really winning. I'm here again to appeal to the community to cooperate with us, that the transfer station need to be cleared out and community to please use the main
the main side,
and
that is on the right road, you said.
Yeah, we understand it's an inconvenience, but it is more of an inconvenience to the residents of Moerlaag who have to inhale fumes.
Think about your fellow citizens, and the thing is, it's a sore eye, like you said the first time you come into Bethlehem from a bloom site. And the other thing, all the health hazards. I think what the other problem might be now is there is some people, the guys that's guarding that whole place there is also now making money because they're fixing some of the stuff that's been dropped there.
Yeah.
And they sell it. So I can understand the frustration also now. You want to close it, even if it's just temporary. They must just know it's just temporary and we just want to clean up. But now you're taking their business away, they say.
Yeah, it's a complex issue because other people are making a living from that. It's a convenience by proximity. It's close by. So people still feel that a race is too far. So they prefer dumping here. So it's a complex issue.
Yeah, but it's a mindset also. But I think because if you're coming from Panorama side and you drive all the way to Moerlaag, it's so much closer to go to rates.
Yeah, so much. But people,
I think they hear the word rates and they think, you know, it's far.
And it's not.
Like
it's not.
It's not far.
Yeah,
so maybe just do the effort and do it once and go see how it looks there. And it's not that far.
It's not that far.
And my question always is, what would you do if someone come and dumps their stuff in your... at your doorstep, you know what I'm saying? So think about the people in Moerlaag as well and everything that goes according. So what is the plan now there? It is a struggle, it is difficult. We are appealing again today?
Yeah, we are appealing again. The plan is still to close it down because it doesn't comply with legislation. It brings more problems.
Yeah.
At the current stage that it is in.
I think so, but I think we will win. No matter what. We will keep on trying.
Yes.
And then
yes.
That was the first thing. Some of the other issues?
Some of the other issues that I mentioned here previously was our intention of having an electricity generator at our water treatment plants so that in the event of load shedding, we don't put our residents through... Yeah. all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no water or things like that.
Yeah, so.
And how's that? Did it arrive already?
As I'm speaking to you, there's someone on site, service provider on site, installing the power station, the power generators. I think by mid-July they'll be fully commissioned.
Okay. Yeah. And that's now, eh?
Yeah, yes, now. So
and the demand will be higher in the winter times, I guess?
We're mindful of that, you know, peak season, there's a lot of load shedding because of the high demand of electricity. But I think, mid-July will still...
Yeah, what I like, yes, proactive. We're trying to do things proactive. Yeah. Foreseen maybe some problems in the future and already trying to solve that now.
Yes.
Not waiting for the problem to arrive and then running around and trying then to pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
So that's a very good thing.
We cannot come and apologize all the time. We must solve problems before they happen, because this one, we know that load shedding leads to what? So we must solve it before it happens.
And then another problem that's been solving on a daily basis is the work on the roads, the potholes.
Yes.
And I can see where I drive every day. It's my path is very nice paved. So thank you for that.
Yeah. So it's one battle that we are gradually winning. But the backlog was too big. Maybe people will be frustrated with the pace. But we are getting there.
Yeah, I think many people are maybe frustrated because, you know, they say when you just patch up one part and then again a month later, you know. But I think I can always see now in town there's groups of people working on the roads.
Yeah.
So people must just be patient.
They must just be patient. And the quality that you are using, really.
It looks better.
I know that people will be saying you fix after some rains, potholes are back again.
Yeah, but it seems to be better.
There's it's
a better way you're doing it now.
Better way of doing it.
Yeah. Are you taking hands with somebody else? It's our own people that.
It's our own people, but some there are service providers doing it. Some we do it internally. Some because of the scope of work and.
Yes.
Yeah.
One more thing that I want to touch on, I don't know what else you want to give feedback on, is this morning is the truck still in the highway, or the one-way, all the trucks here in the evening time, that's still a struggle, ne?
Yeah, it's still a struggle, but the long-term solution is having a truck stop,
yeah.
A truck stop, convenient
Yes, where they can come together at night time or when they want to stop, ne?
Yeah.
Because then there's no excuses for them.
With hygiene facilities.
Yes, sir.
Food, where they can rest.
Are the grounds still available there by the backside of the Mashaba Mall? You know, there was most of a truck stop way back. A private institution, I think you said, had that truck stop there. But it was way back there.
It's way back, but... We should seek a place that is also convenient.
That's what I was saying, because you can imagine how the roads will look if all that trucks goes that way now.
Yeah, so we must be mindful of the traffic flow. And
exactly. Yeah, unfortunately, the one thing depends on another, and the one thing influences another thing, and so forth.
Yeah, but like I said, we are still awaiting proposals, maybe. Maybe there are experts out there who know better how to do it.
Yeah.
They can approach the municipality.
I think that's a way to go.
With their proposals.
What is in the near future? What is there? You can think of things that's going to happen now and all the other things you are busy with. Is there something else we can look forward to that you guys are planning or doing?
For now, we want to improve the quality of services. Yeah, we want to take our town, not only our town, because it's multiple of towns. Yeah, we want to elevate our game.
Yeah, and there's all quality, these small things add up.
They add up to one big thing.
The big picture, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like you say, Bethlehem and the area was once the most beautiful place to come and visit.
Yes.
We are proud of this town.
That's the only way. We want investors, but if investors come here and they go through portals and what, they'll take the decision that, no, I'm not going to invest there. So we are mindful of that. If the quality of services is good, it will also make people to pay for services without any reluctance, because they see that this is where our money is going. That way, they'll also be more cooperative with the municipality, like the challenge that we have at the transfer station. Once our legitimacy is enhanced, people will just cooperate for the good of their municipality.
I've got, before we close down and before I greet you this morning, I've got a question from, but I think I've read through the, it's a great question, and we've been talking about that. The question is, will the municipality ensure that the generator installed at the reservoir will be safe and thief-proof? Thank you, and thank you for the feedback.
Yeah, thief-proof, because it costs a lot of money. So it's an asset that we must protect and safeguard. And one other thing, it should be safe.
Yeah.
And it should be functional. So it's a quality generator that will deliver as promised, that will also guard.
So it will protect. Be safeguard, yeah.
Yeah, because it costs a lot of money. We don't buy generators every day, so.
Especially not one of those sort, ne?
Yeah, so definitely it will be under guard and protection.
But I think a great question, and thank you for the feedback back there, because once we can feel the difference that this one brings, we won't want it to be stolen and then not working again.
Yes.
Because that may stop the progress that we are making.
Yes.
As a community.
As a community, because it will be owned by all of us.
Definitely.
It's our asset.
Yes, so play your part. And if you think you want to go there to do harm, you are not harming only yourself, but the rest of the community
the
and
rest
the people
of us.
Near you. So
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only way we can get there. Take hands and do it as a team.
As a team, yes.
Thank you, Tsediso. Is there anything else more from your side?
Let's wait until the budget is finally passed by council.
Yes, then we can talk about the budget next time, maybe, whenever, in 2 weeks' time, maybe, I think.
Yeah,
once it's finished.
Yeah, once it has been passed by council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you will give us a bit of feedback. And
I'll provide feedback, the highlights from it.
Okay, so you can look forward to that. And this is our man. He's in the studio, and we try to get him here on a weekly basis on Tuesdays. But the next one, we will keep you updated, and then you will come and give us some feedback about the budget. Thank you for all your good work, Tsediso, and God bless you.
Thank you, Oki. Thank you very much.